Good morning and welcome to the Neff Nugget. Come on in, say hello to me in the comments. Let me know what you're watching from. I'm fresh off vacation, so I'm excited to get back to you guys and talk about one ACT that will inspire you to act and motivate you to move. And ACT is my acronym: Activate Your Faith, Commit to Your Plan, and Take Action. It's actually the title of my book, or part of the title. How to act, activate faith, commit to a plan, take action. That will change your life. Good morning to whoever's joining me today. And today we're going to talk about, are you getting the right referrals? And we're talking about this because if you're a person like myself, where throughout your entrepreneurial journey, you might have started out in one niche or one expertise and you have transitioned based on what was more befitting for you in the present, that people, friends, peers, they may still be referring you people based on what you were doing in your business previously. And so this is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to have a conversation with your peers, your friends, your family. So like I said, maybe you're like me, you wanted to be a coach, so you initially got trained as a life coach, and maybe you've transitioned just like myself. I initially got trained as a life coach, and then I transitioned into financial coaching to include credit repair services. And then now I am helping experienced entrepreneurs get clarity around who they serve and how they serve them, and confident in their sales skills so they can make cash. So if you made these type of transitions in your business, then you need to have a conversation. That is your one tip for today. Go back to your friends, your family, your peers, anyone that may refer people to you, and have a conversation and say, hey, I want to make sure that you're clear on what type of referrals I'm looking for, and so that they can get it right, because they may be referring you to people that you no longer serve, or they may be telling people you do X and you don't do that anymore. So then you're getting these referrals and you're like, they really have no clue about what I do. So have the conversation, talk to them and say, hey, you know, I know the last time we spoke, you were sharing with me that you was telling somebody about me. And you said, you know, I have a friend that's a life coach. And I just wanted to update you, like, yes, I did get trained in that, but I'm not doing that anymore. Or they might have said, hey, I got a friend and she sells Mary Kay. And, you know, and I know how much you love makeup. And then you find out she's no longer selling Mary Kay. She's now selling Avon. Whatever the case may be, go back to your peers, your family, your friends, anybody that you think may give you a referral, and have the conversation and ensure that they are clear on who it is that you serve and what type of referrals that you need to help build your business. And also, while you're having that conversation, ask them, do they know anybody that you can help? You know, if you host events, you ask anybody, do they know anybody that may be interested in the event, or if maybe they know of a venue, whatever it is that you need, ask them for it. They may have a resource to be able to refer someone or something to you that can assist you. So if you're not getting the right referrals, more than likely, your people, your peers, your family, your friends, your associates, possibly don't know exactly what you do. And it's your job to clear that up. So you can catch me here every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I give you one tip that inspires you to act and motivate you to move. So I believe that you should have a business bank account that reflects all the long hours, countless sacrifices, and sleepless nights you have done to take a leap of faith and to build the business of your dreams. Until the next time, take care and God bless. Bye.